eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So my idea, because I like the eight divisions upon radical realignment, is it would look like this. All right, you'd have the East and the West, though I guess I just contradict because I don't want an East and West, but that's how I have it divided up. You know what's funny? I actually don't really have an East and West. The way I have it is an East, a Southwest, mostly, a Central, and a West. So I don't know if you have to put them by conference. The Met division would be, and I do love your idea, by the way. I want to give you some credit. I don't want to rip you for every one of your ideas. I love the idea of naming it after a baseball legend. I think that's awesome. I think that's better than just saying the Northeast or the Metropolitan or the Atlantic. I love that idea, by the way.
Yeah, listen, that's the one thing I thought about. I'm like, we just watched the World Baseball Classic, and we thought that was kind of cool for baseball. At least I did. But we talk about the history of the game. Kids don't freaking know it anymore. I mean, unless you're going to Cooperstown, you're not knowing it. So give something back. Make people think a little bit.
I'm with you. You know, like right off the top, I would say that the Dodgers, Angels, Giants division should be named after Jackie Robinson, and the East division that has the Mets and the Yankees, I begrudgingly say Babe Ruth. I agree with you. I think those are two perfect guys to go after. Whoever else you want to honor is fine, whether it's Roberto Clemente or it's, you know, whomever. Doesn't matter. Like, I'm game for that one. So the Babe Ruth division would be the New York Yankees, the New York Mets, the Boston Red Sox, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Washington Nationals, the Baltimore Orioles, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the newly created Montreal Expos. There's a great history with all those teams. I mean, there's so many great geographic rivals, so many great road trips one can create by going to all these different cities. And I would have a team in your division. I would play them 12 times. And the math is going to check out on this. You play everybody in your division 12 times. So there's seven other teams in your division. Do the math. 12 times seven is 84. Is it 84? Hold on. Let me calculate it.
Yeah, I'm asking the wrong person right now.
12 times seven, 84. There you go. That would leave you to play everybody else three times. And that would add up to 156 games, which is a pretty number. I think it's a fine number. It's a few games less than we play now. You're not doing anything radical to the schedule. It's 156. So you play everybody in your division 12 times. Mets would play the Yankees 12 times. Mets would play the Red Sox 12 times, which is also a perfect number because it means two trips. Two trips, two homestands. Everybody else, and I guess that part kind of sucks, you play three times. Everybody else. And I've got no reason to play them more because I'm going to have three playoff teams coming out of my division. Period, stop. Like, that's it. There are three teams. The first place team goes to the divisional series. The second place team and third place team would play a wild card series against each other. So the Mets win the division. The Yankees and the Red Sox finish second and third. Yankees, Red Sox. Boom. AL. Wild card series. Well, however you want to call it. And the Mets would either face the winner, or if you want to go with my idea of I'd love to possibly play a team in my division, I just reverse it and say the Mets would play another wild card winner, if you will. My other division would be Tampa Bay, Miami. So you keep them together. Atlanta and Nashville, keep them together. And this is where you got to get creative with the geography. The Houston Astros, the Texas Rangers. So it's all Southwest. But the two teams I'd have to add to make it work would be the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. It's not perfect, but I'm trying to keep time zones the same. So everybody in that division is either in the Eastern time zone or the Central time zone. The next division where I'd keep a lot of rivalries together, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Kansas City Royals, the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago White Sox, the Milwaukee Brewers. To me, those teams always need to be together because the Cardinals are rivals with the Cubs. The Cardinals geographically are rivals with the Royals, the Cubs with the White Sox, the Brewers with Chicago. So you almost have to keep all them together. And then I would include Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. And then my West division would be everybody else. The LA Dodgers, the Anaheim Angels, the San Francisco Giants, the Oakland or Las Vegas A's, take your pick, the Seattle Mariners, the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Colorado Rockies, and the San Diego Padres. You play teams in your division 12 times. You play everybody else 3 times, and you've got yourself a perfect 156-game schedule. The only problem is all those other teams that aren't in your division, they will only visit you once every 2 years. Kind of like what we're going to have this year with the National League and the American League. So it will be weirder that Yankees Astros, which has formed into a rivalry, now the Astros only come to New York once every 2 years. But what are you going to do? I mean, there's so many teams. To me, it's the only way to make it work. And I don't think you could balance it out any more than that, because if you want, and I do, the divisions to be equal in terms of the schedule that they play, and you're not battling, like the Mets aren't battling the Rangers for a wild card spot when they play a completely different schedule, you keep things together. So that's my idea. Your thoughts?
You keep on going back to 156. You're trying to take less games. You're adding more teams and taking less games.
I'm not. Okay, so here's where I am on that. I wouldn't want to radically change the number. So I'm not sitting here saying it should be 130 games. But I don't think a 6-game difference is a big deal at all. I just don't. I just don't. And I think, no matter what format we go to, Pete, we got a lot of teams making the playoffs. You know, I think we're about to go into a regular season in which the attitude amongst Mets and Yankee fans is, well, we should make the playoffs despite all the issues we may have. Now, that may not turn out to be the case, obviously. Baseball is a funny game. You never know. But I do think the sport is moving more towards the NBA than it's ever been in terms of, if you're halfway decent, you're making the playoffs. Now, you can suck and have a really surprisingly bad year and miss the playoffs. I can't say that can't happen, but if you're any good, you're going to make the playoffs. So cutting down the season by a week or two, to me, is not a big deal. And I love baseball. I'm not advocating cutting down the season, but I think going from 162 to 156 is actually not even noticeable. I don't think that's a big number at all. So no, I got no issue with that.
It's not, and again, like you said, like 6 games, what is it? I mean, to maybe just for the teams themselves, because financially, those 6 games, maybe, but to the fans, I don't think it really does make that much of a difference. Now, the one thing is, I do actually like the way that you see the teams. I like that you're totally just getting rid of, we've gone there. There's no more leagues. There's no more American League. There's no more National League. It's just one big thing. So I like the fact that there's just the best team is a one seed, and you just kind of make the tournament from there, type of thing. The tournament style bracket, so that you can have the best teams in the league eventually face each other in the World Series.
Yeah, I think it's also really important, and this is where baseball to me made a mistake with this new format. You got to be rewarded for winning the division. You know, I mentioned this on the air a few days ago in the NBA. That they still have divisions in the NBA. Do people even realize that? They do. And they mean nothing. They don't mean anything, yet teams will hang banners up that say they won the Southeast. There is no meaning towards winning the division other than it being a second tiebreaker after head-to-head. And it's like, why do we even have divisions in the NBA? It's become a joke. But in the NFL, one thing I love about the NFL, I always defend them about this, is there can be a bad team that wins a division. We've seen it a lot. It's part of why I don't love 4 teams in a division. But you win a division, you're being rewarded. Fair or not, you're getting that home game. And I think in Major League Baseball, to me, winning the division should secure you a spot in the divisional series. And there's going to be a year this year, maybe it's this year, where the Mets are going to win a division, and we're going to say to ourselves, what did we get out of that? I mean, think about it. I mentioned this earlier. The Mets being the lead wildcard team was no different than the St. Louis Cardinals winning the NL Central. There was no difference. The hell difference was it? Why? Because the Cardinals played a quote-unquote weaker opponent, if you want to call the Phillies a weaker opponent, I guess. But they both had to play that best of three with all three games at home. So that bothers me. I don't like that. I'd rather there be a reward for winning the division. And under the eight teams in a division format, I'm telling you, you go win that division, boom, you're in the divisional series, and you let the second-place team and the third-place team go at it. I think players, by the way, would love this too, just from a travel standpoint. I mean, think about it. Think about that division I sorted out with the Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Phillies, Nationals, Orioles, Blue Jays, Expos. You're in the Mets, right? You don't have to get on a plane to go play the Yankees. You don't even get on a plane to play the Red Sox. You don't even get on a plane to play the Phillies. You don't get on a plane to play the Nationals or Orioles. Like, literally, five of the seven teams in your division in which you're going to make 10 quote-unquote trips to play them features a bus or an Amtrak. So you are in a major way based on this schedule. Not that we should be concerned about it. I'm just pointing it out. The players' travel would be just completely cut based on this schedule format.
Yeah, and I don't mind that. Now, the only thing is, and I don't really care about anybody else, but will other teams and other leagues and be like, not other leagues, but other teams in the organization be like, well, look at them. They have such easy travel. We don't have it as easy. I mean, look at like a team like Colorado. Well, there's no easy travel.
but you know what, Pete? This gets back to my point. That's why I'm making divisions basically their own leagues. You're not the Colorado Rockies, who clearly, you're right, or the Seattle Mariners are at a travel disadvantage. Well, guess what? You're not battling the Mets for a playoff spot. You're not battling the Cubs for a playoff spot. You're only battling your division. That's it. And yeah, I mean, the Dodgers may not have to. I mean, think about it, though. The Dodgers are flying everywhere. Other than San Diego and the Angels, they got to fly to San Francisco. They're going to fly to the A's. They're going to fly to the Mariners. So I like almost creating a mini league.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, when you've got eight teams in a division, my point to the Mariners or the Rockies would be, you don't have to worry about those two teams. Like, you're not competing with them. So what may happen inadvertently, we have a lot of people who listen to the Rico who are just Met fans. They don't watch anything else. And there's a lot of baseball fans that way, where it is strictly about the Mets. Well, Mets are in a playoff race. They're battling for a wild card spot with the Milwaukee Brewers. You're going to find yourself watching the Brewers. You're going to find yourself watching other National League teams because you're competing with them. Under my format, it's just your division. Like, you would treat the Rays, Marlins, and Braves as foreign teams because they don't mean anything to you. You only play them three times a year, which I know would be weird, especially with the Braves as a Met fan. To go from blood rivals with them for two decades to you're never going to see them, it's similar to what we talked about earlier with the Cubs and Cardinals from back in the day. The Mets and Cubs used to be great rivals. The Mets and Cardinals used to be great rivals. When I was growing up, the Mets' biggest rival was the Pirates. Let's not forget that. The Andy Van Slyke, Barry Bonds, Doug Drabek days. So it'd be weird, but you'd get used to it. But you'd almost take 24 of the 32 teams and make them completely irrelevant to the Met fan. And it would mean you wouldn't have to stay up very late. Think about that.
Well, dude,
you wouldn't be making a lot of West Coast trips.
Those are the worst. I will tell you that much. Those are definitely the worst. I cannot. The West Coast trips, especially for recording a Rico at 2 in the morning, yeah, it's rough. But I will do the sacrifice.
I would actually miss the West Coast trips. I don't mind them very much. I give you this idea with pride, but I don't want to see this. I really don't want to see radical realignment, but I've felt this way for a while. It's inevitable. It's just, think about all the things I laid out at the top of the podcast. Think about all the way things have changed over the years, from the league office to the umpires to the designated hitter before that interleague play. And now what we're getting this year that we have never seen before, the play everybody schedule. To me, it has all been greased up for radical realignment. So as much as you've told your Yankee fan friends, oh, we don't care about you, there's going to come a day, and it's going to be soon, where they really will be our blood rivals. This will no longer be this cute little, we like to poke each other. This will be real. And if you think you dislike the New York Yankees now, Pete, just wait. Imagine 12 games, a pennant race, a battle for the division with the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox, Bostonians. Yuck. Oh, the whole thing is disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is what I'm saying. Like, it makes the most sense because of geographically where everyone is. But it really, I don't want that. I don't need it. It's not like when Yankee fans, it's not supposed to be a bash on Yankees moment here, but when Yankee fans are always trying to compare the Mets to the Yankees, I got to be honest, like, I only care about the Mets. So to have them in the same division makes me have to think about the Yankees more. I don't want to do that.
I know there are people listening saying, you two idiots, you know, you're talking about how much you'd hate it, but the truth is it would add a ridiculous amount of intensity to those games. And I admit that. I think my biggest issue, more than the nervousness of battling the Yankees, is I love the history of this game. I love it too much. I love, despite how much things have changed, talking about National League history. And look, the problem is there is no difference between the NL and the AL. And for many years there was, and the lines began to get blurred, and now there is no difference. The DH thing finished it off. I'm sorry. The DH thing was the one thing that remained different between the two leagues. And now there's nothing. So I'll make you this prediction in closing. I think we're going to get this in the new CBA. I think we're going to get this along with expansion, which will be the line where they make this move. I don't think they're going to do it before expansion. I don't think it makes sense. I don't think 30 is that number that makes sense. I think once they go to 32, and we're creeping closer, it's been a long time since they expanded, I think, unfortunately, we're going to get this radical realignment. Definitely email me your thoughts, and Pete, your thoughts, good or bad. You hate his idea, you love his idea. You hate my idea, you love my idea, and maybe your idea on what the hell should happen. I do get this sense, as you email us, therico@gmail.com, that most people are going to be against this. I stand by that. I think that this is not a generational thing. This is not being a traditionalist. I don't think people are going to want this kind of radical realignment, but we shall see. I did mention the other day on WFAN, and I stand by this, that I do love the idea of adding a Japanese professional baseball team to the Major League Baseball playoffs. And I didn't say that for effect. I didn't say that to cause controversy. I've actually thought about this for a while where, and I'll only spend a few minutes on this, where right now we've got six teams from each league. So let's just stick with the National League and the American League. I'd say we have five teams make the playoffs, and we take the champion of each league in Japan and bring them over as a wild card team to compete in the Major League Baseball playoffs. And I've always thought about it because, A, I think it would be an interesting test because no one really knows how good the Japanese Baseball League is. We don't. We know that guys come over and are successful. We know guys have come over and failed. But we don't actually know, like, how good is an elite-level Nippon Baseball League team? So throw them in the mix. And I always thought playoffs, not World Series, because nobody would care about the World Series. You know, if the Mets won the World Series, I think we would celebrate and not go crazy about their best of seven against the Nippon Ham Fighters. I got to tell you, I don't think we would. I think we would view it as an exhibition. But if you brought them into the Major League Baseball playoffs and said, hey, New York Mets, your first round opponent is the Cebu Lions, we would care. And we'd have no choice but to care because it's a playoff team. So I know when you first hear it, the assumption is Evan's an idiot. What a horrible idea. What I would say to you is give it more thought and think about it and really ask yourself, what's so bad about it? And if your concern is they're not good enough, I'd say, okay, let's find out. If we sweep every Japanese baseball team who makes the playoffs for 5 years, then can it? Then say, you know what? This didn't work. They don't belong. Let's move on. But what if they're good? What if? What if? Eh. I'm just saying. I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Will you and I both agree to go like conferences rather than actual leagues? I think that's open for debate then. I think you could throw in all that stuff. Like, I don't know if I would put them in actual round. I'd make a World Series, and then that World Series winner goes to a tournament and faces – like, that's what they – like, think about this, right? And it's kind of dumb to compare it to the little leagues of the world, but we go through district tournaments as kids age, and then they go from districts to other
– Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. And this is the reason why I'm adamant that it's the playoffs. It won't work. We will reject it. We will say it doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't think it works. I don't think you want to, because I would almost say to the Nippon Baseball League, you got to prove yourself. All right. We're going to take your two best teams. We're going to put them in the playoffs and let's see how you do. You go on a run and the World Series is a battle between the Houston Astros and the Cebu Lions, game on. Then you just prove something. But I wouldn't do it as a, you won the American championship, let's make it a true World Series. I've heard a lot of people say that idea. Bobby Valentine recently said it. I think it fails. I'm telling you right now, I don't think any of us would take it seriously. I think if you put a team in the playoffs, and for those who say the team isn't good enough, okay, then here's what I would say. They're the last wild card team, and they're facing the best team in the league. So right out the gate, you're rewarding the best team in the league, right? You're supposed to give them a reward. Well, here's your reward. You're taking on this non-major league team in a best-of-five series. Go beat them. Go beat them. So I stand by it. That was not Evan being drunk on the air when I made that whole point up a couple days ago. That was me believing it.
Talk about radical, dude. That is – now we're just – I understand. Listen, you're very serious about that, and that's all good. But we're now just – grasping at straws, I feel like. We're just doing it. Like, screw it. Just whatever. Something's going to stick eventually.
Hey, man. There's been a lot of changes. If I would have told you 10 years ago, you're going to play every team in baseball, the DH is going to be in the National League, and there's going to be a pitch clock, you would have thought I was nuts. Right? You would have thought I was nuts. But we appreciate you listening and downloading. Again, your thoughts to ricob@gmail.com. We got a lot of big opening day festivities scheduled over the next couple of days. Our Yankees versus Mets podcast, our Mets over under predictions, our overall baseball predictions, and our final thoughts on the roster once it's unveiled, all coming up before opening day on Rico Bronya. We appreciate you listening and downloading Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.